And good morning. Welcome to More Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by the Yard Patio Furniture and Cardinal Corner. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. Denny Long here for Cardinal Corner. If you want to enjoy nature's entertainment, see my friends Pam and Lee from Cardinal Corner. They have a huge selection. Things like squirrel-proof feeders that attract all kinds of birds, robins, mourning doves, you name it. They have it. Hummingbird feeders and swings, they've got those too. So many different types of bird feeders and wind chimes. You're going to find yourself browsing for quite some time at Cardinal Corner. Bird baths, you bet. Beautiful selection, like you won't find anywhere else. And of course, they have the freshest bird seed around. And if you haven't done so yet, they have a monthly newsletter with all kinds of tips and stories. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Stop in. I hope you do. See Lee and Pam in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. They have a phone number. They'll always love to chat with you. 651-455-6556. Or as I said, online at cardinalcorner.com. You pay them a visit. You'll see Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Hi, Jim Gilbert.
Yes.
Officially 73 now.
73. That's warm for the morning.
It is.
We've got 72 here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. It's very humid. Lots of dew on the grass. Mostly cloudy right now. Very little wind. I'm hearing blue jays calling and mourning doves cooing. And it is a beautiful morning. Sunrise came at 6:03, sunset 8:34. So today in the Twin Cities and area, we have 14 hours, 31 minutes of daylight. We have lost 17 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and a total now of 1 hour and 5 minutes have been lost since June 21st, the solstice when summer began in the Northern Hemisphere. The normal high for today is 82, the normal low 63. Records for today, August 5th, in the Twin Cities, high was set 71 years ago, 1947, 100 degrees, 100 degrees. The record low was 48, set 24 years ago, 1994. So that is record high, 100, record low, 48. Precipitation, the most rain that's ever fallen on this date in recorded history, 1.88 inches. That was 1898, 120 years ago. The waning crescent moon rose this morning at 12:39. You probably didn't see it on the way to work.
No, not this morning. No, I did not.
Yeah, and it sets this afternoon close to 3 o'clock. Our next full moon is Sunday, August 26th. Now is the best time to view the planet Venus. It will be at its highest point above the horizon in the evening sky. Look for the bright star-like object, the very bright planet Venus, in the western sky starting about a half hour after sunset. Venus is the brightest thing in the sky except for the sun and the moon. Venus is the object most often mistaken for a UFO. If you live near the metro, you will likely assume it is an airplane coming in for a landing, and yet, minutes later, it hasn't moved. Venus is so amazingly bright because its thick cloud layer reflects more than 75% of the sunlight that hits it. So get out and see Venus one of these nights in the next few days, the next couple of weeks, too. Prairie and restored prairie areas are especially magnificent at this time of year, with 4 to 6 foot tall, big blue stem, and Indian grass shedding pollen and blowing in the wind, and grass leaves and Canada goldenrod have begun blooming. The cup plant, compass plant, prairie dock, all have showy yellow sunflower-like blossoms. Beautiful, beautiful out in the prairie day. Now, there's restored prairies like at Linnaeus Arboretum in St. Peter at Gustavus Adolphus College, and the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. Those are places where you can see prairie plants. Ragweeds, both common and great, with their green flowers, have just begun shedding pollen into the air to be carried by the wind. In our part of the country, these ragweeds could account for more hay fever symptoms than all other plants put together. Fields of blooming Canada goldenrod have also begun blooming. Goldenrods, with their golden yellow flowers, do not cause hay fever symptoms, as their pollen is heavy and sticky and is carried on the sides of insects rather than in the air. Raccoons, eastern chipmunks, gray squirrels are among those taking green acorns from the bur oak trees. Along the north shore of Lake Superior, wild service berries, pin cherries, red raspberries are ripe and offer us a taste of the wild. Our young grandsons and one of their cousins, they're 3 years old and 5 years old, have been eating red raspberries at our cabin at Lutzen. Monarch butterflies continue to lay eggs on milkweed plants. The butterflies that develop from these eggs are the ones that will migrate to Mexico for the winter. Many observers of nature note that they have been seeing more monarch butterflies this summer than in the past few years. And they've been seeing, they've been seeing the larva or the caterpillars on common and other milkweeds, and more of those too than in the past years. Also, more people have milkweed plants in their gardens to help out the monarchs. Their caterpillars need to feed on milkweed leaves. Here in Carver County, where I live, township and county roads are still being mowed and sprayed in June, July, and August. And I personally see countless milkweeds cut, many with monarch caterpillars or monarch eggs on the withering leaves. I think a very sad sight. Wildlife of many types need these roadside grasses and wildflowers for cover, nesting, and food. A much better time to cut along township, county, and private roads would be in October and November after the growing season. The mowing of roadsides in other Minnesota counties such as Rice, Le Sueur, and Benton is a concern of outdoor enthusiasts who are trying to encourage nesting birds, monarchs, and other butterflies and other pollinators. Plus, the grasses and showy blooming plants offer what I call visual beauty. Let's try to save the roadsides. I had an interesting email sent to me way last February, and it comes from, looking for his name, there we go, Tom Trost from Cutteray, Wisconsin. And he heard me say, way back in January probably, and about when a bird hits a window, what can you do to save this bird if it's out cold, laying on your deck or out in the yard? Well, pick it up and put it in a brown paper grocery bag and roll up the top. Maybe you can bring the bag indoors if it's cold out or whatever, maybe too hot. But it might take 5 to 10 minutes or more, and the bird will probably come to and be just fine. When you hear it scratching around the bag, take it outside, put the bag down low to the ground, open it up, and the bird will probably fly out. Now, Tom Trost said that in 2 weeks' time, he saved a couple of nuthatches, a pine siskin, and a common redpoll. He said, great hint, and thanks for that. Julie Brophy reports from Victoria that the cardinal flower is now blooming along a restored area of their shoreline on Kelser Pond. Cardinal flower is one of those red flowers that attracts hummingbirds. On Thursday, the 2nd of August, Julie was walking in Carver Park Reserve. That's right next to Victoria. She saw more acorns, bitternut, hickory nuts that had fallen, and a few butternuts, too. deer flies had become less numerous and, of course, then less bothersome. Quite a few birds were still vocal. Julie heard many birds, including red-eyed and yellow-throated vireos, the eastern wood pewee, scarlet tanager, bull swamp and field sparrows, osprey, broadwing hawk, sedge wren, and the common yellow throat. So, and I'll add to that list, too, I still hear the cardinals calling really often in our yard, in our neighborhood. Julie says, as expected, the number of Baltimoreans visiting their feeders has dropped substantially just in, you know, last week or so. It will pick up again in the coming weeks before the Orioles leave for Central America. And I should mention, a good share of the Orioles leave by the about the 3rd of September. Denny Havlicek from Havlicek Orchard near New Prague reports that they have been picking ripe Mantet. Now, that's an apple variety originating in Canada, but they've been picking them since July 28th. And he said, what's so interesting is that was less than 3 months since the tree broke dormancy. So it only took that long for these apples. They have begun harvesting the University of Minnesota introduced variety called State Fair. And they just started picking them this past Friday, August 3rd. Also picked the first summer crisp pears, another University of Minnesota introduction. And they picked the first ones August 3rd. Denny Havlicek sells his apples and pears at two farmers markets in Minneapolis. One called Midtown. He's there on Saturdays. That's just off Lake Street on 21st Avenue. And on Sundays, he'll be there today at King Field Market in Minneapolis, located at Nicollet and 43rd. Denny Havlicek is a member of the Minnesota Apple Growers Association, and their summer meeting 2 weeks ago, the people were discussing, you know, what's this growing year like? And the growers said the fruit looks good on the trees so far, and they're looking forward to a very good crop this year. That'll make all of us apple lovers happy.
Very much so.
Yeah, there's so many great varieties. Oh, we have over 100 varieties of apples that are grown in Minnesota, by the way. Captain Rob Herring from Optimum Fishing Charters out of Barker's Island at Superior, Wisconsin, reports that the surface temperature of Lake Superior this morning at 5:30, he gets out there early, was 57.7 degrees, 60 feet down was 54 degrees, and 75 feet down was only 46 degrees. Now, it's important to know that that's cold.
Yes.
But it's important for people who are fishing to know the temperature when they're looking for fish, you know, different levels. And they were, by the way, they were out 3 miles from Superior, Wisconsin when the readings were taken. They continue to fish for lake trout. And, of course, sometimes other types of fish are picked up.
Absolutely. That is chilly. Say, you know what? What doesn't bother, the weather doesn't bother, you know what I'm going to say.
It does not.
It doesn't bother patio furniture from By the Yard. Hottest summer, any, doesn't matter. You leave it outside like Jim and I have done at our respective homes for years, and it still looks great, still looks brand new. Well, you know, when I mentioned it from time to time, Jim, as you know, By the Yard is a family-run business, Minnesota-made. People really, experienced designers built by meticulous craftspeople. In fact, I know your furniture looks as good as the day you got it, right?
Oh,
and
it
ours
does.
Ours is too, yeah. A 35-year warranty. Not too many patio furniture makers give you a 35-year warranty at all. And they've got all sorts of styles. And Jim and I urge you to go to the showroom. It's down 169, a quick drive. Whether you like Adirondacks, fire tables, gliders, mission furniture, so much more. And I'm going to give you a phone number. A lot of folks call after Jim's show. Just order that catalog, and I'll give you a website, too. And you'll see what Jim and I have told you about for years. Here is By the Yard's number, 952 952-492-2777. 952-492-2777. Or go, it's easier, buytheyard.net. Check out their newest catalog. It's free. See what Jim and I have told you about for years. Buytheyard.net. Good stuff.
You know, ours looks like it's just shining this morning with the dew on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's, and you know, we've had some pieces for 10 years. And, you know, it hasn't changed from the sun, and we don't take it in. I mean, it's just out there all the time.
That's the idea. I think ours is probably 15, 18 years old, something like
sun
that.
Sun beating on it, you know, and wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, we've got 3 or 4 minutes to go.
Okay. Mary Brisland from Luton along the north shore of Lake Superior reports fireweed, large-leaved aster, and pearly everlasting are some of the blooming wildflowers. Mary has been picking ripe wild raspberries and service berries lately and making jam. She saw 2 juvenile red-breasted nuthatches coming to her feeding station with their mom. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield report they continue to see more of the giant swallowtail butterflies. That's Minnesota's largest butterfly, by the way. They saw one just yesterday nectaring on zinnia, marigold, and the butterfly bush flowers in their yard. Northern cardinals are eating wild black cherry fruit from a large tree near their house. Baltimoreans and gray catbirds continue to come for grape jelly. They have over 20 species of birds, including lots of American goldfinches and many woodpeckers coming to their feeding station. Marlene has raised and released a dozen monarch butterflies so far. Ray and Marlene continue to see fireflies at night. They have 10 hives of honeybees. Their honeybees are gathering nectar and pollen from wild cucumber, Joe pieweed, world and swamp milkweeds, Canada goldenrod, and I should mention, they drink over a gallon of water per day out of one bird bath. Now, honeybees take water into the hive to control temperature and humidity and to mix with the pollen. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report still seeing quite a few fireflies at night. Diane has been finding monarch butterfly caterpillars eating on milkweed leaves, and she's been finding the exoskeletons. That's the part when the annual cicadas come out of the ground, crawl out of the skeleton, and then get out and start singing, and the males do anyway. Wild cucumber is blooming. They see it all around. And I should mention, this is an annual vine growing on fences and up into trees and shrubs. Very showy with myriads of white male flowers in vertical clusters. Quite a deal. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault added a snout butterfly to their list of butterflies seen this summer. Tom counted over 100 Franklin's gulls on a shallow pond and along the shore with ringbill gulls. Now, the Franklin's gulls are back for the fall season. Japanese beetles continue to be a problem on grape leaves and wild grape leaves and paper birch and of course, other plants, too. Keith Radel reports from Faribault. Giant swallowtail butterflies. He's seen 3 or 4 just lately. He also saw the dark-faced eastern tiger swallowtail butterfly. And he reports about his, Eastern Bluebird Trail. It's made up of 175 pairs. That's 350 nesting boxes spread out on a 55-mile trail. It takes them 3 days to check it. Anyway, so far, 654 of these Eastern Bluebird young have fledged. There's still 145 chicks left and 6 eggs. And he's looking forward to having all of them be able to fledge very soon. Eastern bluebirds are eating pin cherries, and the wild cucumber is blooming, and he said he notices up into spruce trees. So that's about it for today.
Oh, and before we go, we received a text from a listener in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, who said, I noticed about a dozen maple trees between Baldwin and Chautauqua this past week were starting to turn color. Isn't that awfully early?
Yes.
It is.
What else can I say?
Absolutely, I know it is early.
I guess we're all seeing it.
We are.
Because, as we say, one season slides very slowly into the next.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, let's talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Thanks,
bye,
Jim.
Have
bye
a good
bye.
Week.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO with more Nature Notes. By the way, coming up in just a couple of minutes, Healthy Matters. Dr. David Hilden's still on vacation, but our friend guest host Dr. Sam Ives is going to be answering all your general health questions on an open line show. So think of those and give us a call or send us a text coming up here in a couple of minutes. Weather straight ahead.